This is time from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. It is very nicely compared with the body of the Supreme Lord and our situation in that body in different positions. So, this verse is that the high intellectual class of men, they are situated on the mouth of the Supreme Lord. Intellectual persons are considered the mouth of the Supreme Lord. And the next, the administrators are the protector class of men. Not administrator, practically protector. Kshatri means protector. The protector class of men, they are considered to be the arms of the Supreme Lord. And the productive class of men, they are considered as the waist of the Supreme Lord. And the laborer class of men, they are considered to be the legs of the Supreme Lord. So, anyone in this society or in this human society or material world, they must have some situation. There is some positive position of everyone in the body of the Supreme Lord. So this comparison means that just like our head, our arms, our waist and legs, they are all important, being constitutional part of the body. Similarly, every one of us are important in consideration being the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. But the conclusion is that jayaham purusham sastat atoprabhamam ishwaram navayam. Now, some of us have the arms of the Supreme Lord, some of us the mouth of the Supreme Lord, any part of the body we are situated. But if we don't work according to our positive situation, then the result is jayaham purusham sastat atoprabhamam ishwaram. One who does not serve according to his position, then sthanad bhasta patantadha. He falls down from that position. And this fall down is his material body. It's a very nice example. We have got a particular position in the body of the Supreme Lord. Just consider the Vishwamurti, the gigantic universal form of the Lord. And we are situated in different parts of the body of the Supreme Lord. So as parts and parcels of the body, we have got particular duties. If we do not accept that, just like the hand, if it does not work, then it is in disease condition. So, patantadha, disease condition means a fall down. So long we are not situated in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord, we should consider that we are in disease condition, paralyzed condition. That's the hand, when it is paralyzed, it cannot work, it cannot serve the body. So similarly, when we are detached from the service of the Supreme Lord, that is our disease condition. And to be in Krishna consciousness or to be in devotional service is our positive position. So one should try to be situated in a positive position and being free from this disease condition of sense enjoyment. Just as the paralyzed hand, it is simply, it is called a hand, but it has no function to act as hand. Similarly, without transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord, a so-called intelligent class is simply named intelligent class, but it is not, it actually is not intelligent. Because there is no function. So, this is the instruction of Srimadu Bhagavatam. Jnani jivana mukta dasa paino kori mane vastuta buddhi suddha nahe krishna bhakti. Now, there are many speculators. After some philosophical speculation, they think, now I have realized that I am the same, I am same God, I am God. So this process is called jnana system. So Lord Chaitanya says that these jnanis, they artificially think that now I have realized myself, but actually that is not self-realized. Self-realization is when you actually engage yourself in the service of the Lord. That is your self-realization. Because you are part and parcel. Your duty is to serve the whole. If you think yourself, I am whole, that is wrong concept. That is wrong concept. You are not whole. How you can be whole? So, there are so many examples that think ourselves that I am the supreme, I am the whole. Just the other day I was speaking to you. This is the last mayor. We are not poor. We are part of that. Just the hand in healthy condition as part and parcel of the body is very nice. When the hand is working in its position, that position is very nice. But when it is not working, it is in disease condition, do you think it is very nice? No. Paralyzed hand, simply in the name, it is hand, but it has no function. So, that sort of understanding, without actually reinstated in the healthy state of our spiritual life, simply thinking that I am now spiritually realized, I am the supreme. This is not true. Vastuta buddhi suddhana. That sort of conception is not unified in you. That is still contaminated in you. But he's giving an evidence again from Srimad Bhagavatam. Janir vindyasa vimukta manina kayyasta bhavad abhisuddha buddhaya arhiya sushina parang padang tata patanti adha anadidajusmadanghaya. This is a prayer to the Lord by Brahma. He says that he Aravindaka, Krishna, is sometimes addressed as the lotus eyes because his eye is very beautiful. So anyone who has thought his eye is just like petals of the lotus flower, it is considered very beautiful. So he is addressed Aravindaka, O the lotus eyes, Vimukta Manina, those who are thinking falsely that I am now liberated. I have realized myself that I am the same. I am God. Vimukta Manina, Sai Asta Bhavat, but he has no information of Krishna. He is thinking artificially that he is liberated, but he has no information of Krishna. Sai Asta Bhavat, Abhisuddha Buddha. Therefore, although he has advanced to some extent in the spiritual realization path, but because he has not reached up to you, Krishna, therefore his intelligence is not yet fully purified. It is still contaminated. The Bhagavad Gita is the same thing. Said, Bhavanam Janmanavam Sujyanamam Mangsapadvati. After many, many births, one is actually intelligent, actually wise in knowledge, he surrenders unto. So, those who are thinking that I am now liberated simply by some volumes of philosophical speculation, so Bhagavad says, no, your intelligence is not yet to be passed. Because you have ప్రశ్నకర్తో ప్రశ్న. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఫర్ సచ్ పర్సన్? ఆవిశతి క్షీణ పరం పదం తపహ. He might come to the highest position, because Brahma realization is also a very high position. So it's not ordinary thing that I am not this body. I am Brahma. This realization is not ordinary realization. It also realized after purification of the mind. That is also not sufficient. Arujya Krishna, after undergoing severe penances and philosophical thought, even though he has risen up to the point of perfection, to the point of perfection, is still a potency of God. He has the chance of falling down. And that we have seen in many instances, many sannyasins. They are very educated and they have undergone severe penances, but without Krishna realization, they fall down. How they fall down? Sometimes they fall down, become a victim of a woman. Sometimes they fall down for this philanthropic work. Sometimes they fall down in the matter of opening hospital. Generally they fall down by becoming a victim of women, and others, they also become victim of this material nature, become attracted by this social work. So sannyasi is supposed to be renounced on earth. He has nothing to do with this material work. Then why should he come to the social order a philanthropic order? That is his fault. That is his fault. He should be situated completely in spiritual order. He has nothing to do. He should simply be engaged in spiritual service, in Krishna consciousness. That is the perfection of renounce. Renounce means, what is renunciation? Renunciation means, Parama Drishtanivartana. One is engaged in the material activity, being attracted in it, and when he loses his attraction in this material world, he is attracted by the Supreme Krishna. That is him. By seeing the Supreme, he rejects it. It's like we also, if we get some better type of foodstuff, then we reject an inferior type of foodstuff. Excellent. Param Vishyanivartan. Because, it tastes very nice. So let me take this. Reject. Similarly, material attraction is so long, as long as we are not in touch with Krishna. As soon as we are in touch with Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, the result will be that we shall lose our material attraction. Those who are falling down from Krishna consciousness again to the material attraction, that means they are not serious about advancing in the Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not ordinary thing. It is very easy, at the same time very difficult. Those who are not attracted by the Krishna conscious activity, there is every chance of falling down again in this. But because he has no other alternative. Either he has to serve this way or serve that way. If he is not attracted to serve in Krishna consciousness, then he has to serve in material consciousness. So, those who are not fixed up in Krishna, however he may be advanced in spiritual realization, that is very called up. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya Krishna Param Padam Tata Patam Tiyadha. Again falls down. Krishna Siddha Sama Maya Hai Andhaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhika. Krishna Sudhisa. If you are actually in Krishna consciousness, there is full light. Full light. Everything will be seen in a pure perspective. Krishna consciousness means to know everything as it is. Nothing will be falsely represented. To a person who is in Krishna consciousness, he knows everything. By the grace of Krishna, he gets knowledge what is what. So Krishna Sudarshan, just like in the sunlight, during night, in darkness, we cannot understand what is what. Suppose you in darkness, at night you go up to the roof of the house, and you want to see where is your home. You cannot attack it. And in the light, when the sun is up, you can see, oh, that direction is my house. Similarly, as in the sunlight, everything becomes clear for our seeing. Similarly, in touch with Krishna consciousness, everything becomes clear what it is. So, for a Krishna consciousness person, these material activities appear to be merely false. Not false, but temporary. But he is eternal. Every living entity is eternal. He is interested in eternal happiness. He is not interested in this temporary happiness. So, this is the process of understanding Krishna Shuddha Samo Maya Svayam Vakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Vika. Just like wherever there is sunlight, there cannot be darkness. That is a fact. You cannot say, so sunlight and darkness simultaneously they are existing. No. Actually, in the open sunlight, there cannot be any darkness. Similarly, as soon as you become Krishna conscious, there cannot be any darkness for understanding what is this material world. That means, the more you make advance in Krishna consciousness, the more you understand the nature of this material world. Thank you. Any questions? I have finished a little earlier.